Well, this year has certainly been a year when so much has turned upside down. Who would have thought a year ago that we would have had all the changes and the challenges that we are experiencing today? You know, what started out somewhere with just a one or two or a few people becoming sick has transformed into a world that can hardly function. For everyone, normal has gone out the window. People talk about a new normal, which is a term I personally do not like at all. I don't want a new normal. I don't want to adjust to it. And I'm pretty sure most of you don't either. One virus has changed so much in the lives of people. It has caused plans to be thrown out the window, for families to be kept apart. The prices of some things, vinyl gloves, has quadrupled or more. All kinds of anxiety has come into people's lives. The good news that many people are excited about is the anticipation of a vaccine that was just recently approved here in Canada. It is expected to arrive in the Yukon any day now, and many are looking forward to it. And I realize that not everyone is anxious to receive a vaccine. For many people at least, it is a sign of hope that things will eventually go back to the way they should be, where we are free to come and go without fear, without the anxiety of becoming sick or making someone else sick, passing it on to someone else. We look forward to that day, whatever your views are on vaccinations. In a way, the first Christmas was not all that different. Life wasn't what it should have been. People were in turmoil. There was lots of anxiety. There was lots of stress. There was lots of uncertainty about the future. People were looking for a solution. They were anxious for the solution by the name of the Messiah. Long before COVID-19 and long before the Romans were making it difficult for the Jews, there was another problem that had overtaken society that had messed things up. And we know that problem to be called sin. It started out seemingly innocently enough with two people who thought that they can get away with doing things their own way instead of doing things God's way. And it spread. It spread to every person in every part of the world, whether you wore a mask or not. No exemptions. And the worst thing about it is that this sin became so common in the world that we have simply learned to live with it. We have adjusted to it. We have adjusted our expectations to it. We have yielded to it. We have allowed it to become a new normal. We didn't necessarily like it, but it was there, and it became part of mankind's life. Then Jesus came, the Messiah, born without sin, hope, but not everyone was so welcoming. When I read the Christmas story, I'm reminded that when Jesus came, he caused so much disruption, not just to Joseph and Mary. He turned everyone's life upside down. In fact, when the Magi came and reported that they had come to worship the newborn king of the Jews. Matthew chapter 2, verse 3 says that King Herod and all Jerusalem was disturbed. Some translations say that they were stirred. The Good News translation says the whole city was thrown into an uproar. Talk about disruption and disagreement. Throughout his life, Jesus did and said things that were completely unconventional. He talked about turning the other cheek. He talked about loving your enemies, blessing those who curse you, and so much more. Right to the end of his life, the Sunday before he was crucified, when he entered Jerusalem, Matthew chapter 21, verse 10, says once again, the whole city was stirred. It seems that at the beginning of his earthly life, during his years of ministry, and even upon his death, Jesus was stirring things up. But I say to you that that was necessary because people had been accustomed to a new normal called sin, and they no longer thought anything of it. They were so used to it, they didn't know how to live any differently. They didn't want to let it go. They became comfortable with it. And then Jesus came, the hope of the nations, the hope of the world, to set us free from the new normal. He came to bring us back to where we should have been and where we were in the first place. Not under the thumb of sin, but living in victory. The good news of Christmas is that Jesus came to restore us. And my prayer for us this morning, as we come towards the end of one year and soon enter into a new year, is that we would not get accustomed to the new normal. Not in terms of the pandemic, and certainly not in terms of the sin in this world, or even more so in our own lives. It is not normal. We were not created for that. That is why we have so much difficulty in our heart and spirit when we stray away, because we were not made for that. We were created to be in fellowship with God, and Jesus came to make that way possible. Praise God. He came to set us free from the curse of sin. He came to give us victory over the power of sin. He came to let us know that the new normal that Adam brought in was not acceptable, and it was not going to stay that way, that there is a better way. And he gave his life that we might live. That, my friends, is God's gift to us at Christmas. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, when we think about the gift of Christmas and how Jesus came and radically transformed the world, but in reality, just bringing us back to where we should have been in the first place. Father God, I pray that for each one of us here and those who might be watching with us online, Lord God, that we would not accept the sin of the world as being normal and acceptable in our lives. And Father God, where we have failed in the past and didn't think anything of it, perhaps even, Lord God, I pray that you would help us this Christmas, today, right now, as we remember the reason for the coming of Jesus Christ, to seek and to save the lost, to set us free from the power and dominion of sin, that we may live as people, men and women and youth and even children, Lord, called of God to reflect you, to honor you, to live for you. Father God, I pray that your light that you have brought into this world would shine in us and would shine through your people into a world that is in such desperate need of the hope of Christ. And for all this, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.